Gimel Nissen, Monday the 11th of April, Rabbi Meir Orlansky, Ma Bein Hallel Shel Chag HaSukkos, V'Hallel Shel Chag HaPesach.
Ma bin Halil de Pesach la Halil of the Chag HaSukkos. Everyone knows that on Sukkos we say every day a brocha on Halil, and we say Halil Sholem. And on Pesach we say Halil. We call it a Chotzi Halil. What is the reason behind it? So really, this starts in the Gemara in Erechin Daf Yud. But before the Gemara in Erechim, we have a Gemara in Psochim, Daf Kuf Yud Zayin, which brings down the Takoni of Halel. The Gemara says, Chachomim Oimrim, Nevim, Tiknu Lohem LeYisrael. This is a Takoni from the Nevim Kadmoini. She Tiknu Lohem LeYisrael, She Yukoyrim Es HaHalel Al Kol Perek UPerek VeAl Kol Tzoro Sheloi Tovei Al HaTzibur, that we were in its sorrow, kisheni goli meimenu, oimrim halel al geuloso. So we have two times where has the neviim were masakin for us to say halel, al kol peirik upeirik, val kol nes, which we were in, and we were zeichet to a nes, they were masakin to say halel. What means al kol peirik upeirik? Which means. And here comes the Gemara in Erechim that asks the question. Why on Sukkot we say 8 days Halel Sholem, and on Pesach we say only the first day? It means to say, if the Takone was Al Kol Perek UPerek, so we could be mistapek, does this mean Al Kol Perek UPerek? In other words, if the Perek is a few days, like Pesach is 7 days. Did the Nevi'im mean that Al Kol Perek, every day of this Perek, we must say Halel? Or Al Kol Perek means, as a Perek comes, we say once for every Perek a Halel. If the Perek is 1 day like Chag HaShavuos, or the Perek is 7 days like Chag HaPesach, the Takone was to say once Halel, Al Kol Perek UPerek. Or the Chazal meant, Al Kol Perek to say Halel every day of this Perek, which Sukkos would show like that. Sukkos we have a Chag of also 8 days with 5 days, with 6 days Chol HaMoed and then Shmini Atzeres, and we say every day Halel Sholem. Here we are in a conflict. Did Chazal mean every day of the Perek, or he meant once the Perek? And that is exactly what we find Choluk, Chag HaPesach, and Chag HaSukkos. So the Gemara on this question answers, the reason why we say Sukkos every day, because Sukkos is Choluk b'kol b'noiso, which means every day the Torah tells us to bring a different set of korbanos. Masha'in came by Pesach, we have 7 days Yom Tov, with Chol HaMoed, but every day the same korbanos. What do Chazal L'choyre mean? L'choyre it means. The Gemara then continues and asks, so Shabbos, which has separate korbanos, why shouldn't we say Halel on Shabbos? The Gemara says, Shabbos, lo'y ikru moyed, which means, this is not enough to be called Perek, because once in 7 days we have a day which have extra korbanos, special korbanos. It has to be a moyed. Shabbos lo'y ikru moyed. So the Gemara continues and asks, so Rosh Chodesh, which Rosh Chodesh Ikra Moed, and it has also special korbanos, why shouldn't we say Rosh Chodesh Halel Sholem? So the Gemara says, Rosh Chodesh Lo Niskadish Ba'asiyas Melocha. It has to be Miskadish with Isur Melocha. Rosh Chodesh doesn't not have. So here we have, L'choyr in the Gemara, Sri Tnoim, which is needed to be called a Perek, which the Nevi'im were masakin to say Halel Sholem. It should have a separate set of korbanos. It should be called the Moed, not Rosh Chodesh, not Shabbos. And it should have Isur Melocha Memele. That's why we don't, and Chalamoyed does have Isur Melocha Memele Chalamoyed. Or just the reason why not is because it doesn't have an extra set of korbanos. So here we have three tanoim to have the chiyuv of takonis halev. It has to be called a moed, it has to have an isur melocha, but it also has to have a new set of korbanos. So here comes the answer, that la'olam, the takone wasn't every day of a peirik. That's why Pesach, it's one peirik which has 7 days, but we don't say every day of this peirik. But why Sukkot we do say every day? Because by Sukkot every day, as we see in the Torah, has a new set of korbanos. It comes to show us that every day is a regel bifnei atzmoi, which means to say, every day is like a new peirik, because it has a new set of korbanos, which shows us, this is the lashon of the Rishonim, regel bifnei atzmoi. So it's like a new peirik. What do we do when we find that the tour in Simin Tov Tzadik, Hilchis Halil of Hilchis Pesach, he comes and he brings us a new time why we don't say Halil on Pesach 7 days. So he says, because since, as we all know, Shvi Shel Pesach, the Mitzrim, Tovu Bayam, and it says in a posik, Bin Foiloi Vecho, Al Tisma, even though the Mitzrim were our oivim, but we may not show an extra simcha, Bin Foiloi Vecho, and that's why we do not say Halil on Shvi Shel Pesach. L'choire, we have to understand this medrash. What did the medrash and the Torah have to bring it down? This is a Yalkut Shemoini, and Parashas Emor, Tov Reish, Remes, Tov Reish Nun Dalek. This is the medrash who brings this reason why we don't say Halel, because Bin Foyle Vecha Al Tisma. L'choire, Lefi Di Gemore in Eruchim, what is the question? Since it doesn't have an extra set of korbanos, it's not a new peirik, and the din of peirik is only once in every peirik. So what do you need to come on to this extra reason? So some wanted to say that since we find in the Gemara in Psochim, Daf Kuf Yud Zay, there are two reasons for Halel. One reason is Alkol Peirik, and one reason is Alkol Tzoro, Kisheni Ge'olim, Oimrim Halel, Shvi Shel Pesach. We all were in a big sakone of Kriyas Yamsu, and the Eibishter did us a tremendousness. So why we would have really to say Halel on Shvi? It's not because it's a new peirik, because it's a yom of a nes. We were on a big tzorah. Like Chazal tell us, we had the yam in front of us, we had the midstream behind us, and we had chayis rois from all sides. And the Eibishter came and did us a nes of kriyas yamsu and killed all the midstream at the same time. So that would be a good answer. Why the Torah has to give an extra answer why we don't say Halel on Shvi Shel Pesach. Not because you must say every day of the Peirik. once each Peirik. Oh, but we have a new Sibas Chiyuv on Shvi Shel Pesach because it's a Yoin, the Nasalon Unes. Very good. So that comes the Medrash and says, Bin Foiloi Vecho Al Tismach. But what do? When we look inside the Yalkut Shemoini, we see that the question of the Yalkut wasn't why we don't say Shvi Shel Pesach. The question was, why don't we say all 7 days, like we say by Sukkot? All 7 days we should have said. So what is the answer? That only gives an answer for Shvi Shel Pesach. But now we have the question, so why don't we say at least every day Chol HaMoed? Comes the preacher and he brings a sefer from the Baalei HaMenhagim, sefer Kadmon from the Baalei HaMenhagim, that says like this. If we will say Chol HaMoed, and Shvi Shel Pesach we will not say, What will this cause? This will cause a zilzul in Yom Tov. What will people say? People might say, what is this? That on Shvi Shel Pesach, we don't say Halal Shalom. And on the Chol HaMoed, we do say. People will say, most probably, Shvi Shel Pesach is not an extra Yom Tov. If Chol HaMoed we say and Shvi we don't, most probably Shvi Shel Pesach is even less than Chol HaMoed. And it will cause people to be nichshel in Yom Tov. So Chazal, imagine, Chazal wa oika, the din halel, every day Chol HaMoed, it shouldn't cause a zilzul in Yom Tov. Since Yom Tov, we cannot say halel. So, but Chol HaMoed, at least you should say. If we don't say Yom Tov, we can't say Chol HaMoed, which would make a roshin that Chol HaMoed is even more than the Yom Tov, and people will start saying, so Shvi Shel Pesach most probably is even less than Chol HaMoed. So Yesh Koyach B'yad Chachomi, they have a power to be Oika Dovo Min HaTorah B'Sheb Al Taseh, not to say Halel, Kedei to be Matzil Klal Yisrael from a Michshel. Like we find, we don't blow Shofar on Rosh Hashanah when it falls out on Shabbos. It's a Sesedei Raisi. Chachomim Wachoshish, by blowing Shofar on Rosh Hashanah B'Shabbos. Maybe someone will be Nichshel and Chilul Shabbos by going to his Rov, asking him, how do you blow Shofar? That's the Yiras Shumayim Chazal show us how careful we are not to bring to a matzev of a Nichshel in Haveire. They want mevatel even the Kriyas Halel called Shiva because it might come to a zilzul in Yom Tov. So now we are all clear that we have a tremendous stile between the Gemara and Eruchim and between this Medrash which is brought down in the two. What is the machloikis? When the Nevi'im were mesakim to blow shofar, not to blow, when they were mesakim to say Halel al kol peirik, what did they mean? They meant once every peirik or every day of the peirik. How many days the peirik is, you must say every day or once in the peirik. Lefi the Gemara in Eruchin is mevur, only once each peirik. Why by Sukkis you say every day? Because Sukkis every day is a separate peirik. As you see, that the Torah puts a new set of korbonis for each day, which shows you it's a regel bifnei atzmo. Meidach, when we learn the tour who brings this medrash, with the minhagim who explains that we really should have really said every day, is mevur, that the takone was to say every day of the peirik. Just there's a special reason why we do not say, because b'nfoy levecha al tismach and Chol HaMoed we are choishish for zilzul in Yom Tov. Okay.
First so, day we say, why should be a zilzul?
No, but if you don't say Chol HaMoed, and when it comes Shvi Shel Pesach,
okay, if you do say Chol HaMoed, if you don't say,
yeah, but you say the first day, that is mechumachach.
Yeah, you're sure. Pesach is a choshev Yom Tov. Yeah. But what will it come to be mezalzel not in Pesach? It will be mezalzel in the Shvi Shel Pesach. Oh, you know the reason, but not everyone knows this reason.
No.
If everyone would know the reason of Menfoy Levecho, it would be okay.
No, but that you have to learn, right? Why don't you say Halel or Rosh Hashanah? So I'll tell you why not. Why don't you say Halel on Purim? Perhaps I'll tell you why not. So why don't I say Halel on Shvi Shel Pesach? I should do because it's Yom Tov, but you'll give a Torah away, Shem, we'll know. Seriously.
You see how many people come. And what will be with those who didn't come to this year? And we are choishim. But what will be who don't know? They might come to be mezalzel in Yom Tov, so no halel on Chol HaMoed. It should bring to the zilzel of Yom Tov. So l'choyre, we have a very shvere kashi. Why did the two bring down this medrash when we have which shows you a different havone in the takone, when we have a gemara in Eruchin who explains it different? That the kashi doesn't even start. Why we don't say Shvi Shel Pesach with the 6 days Chol HaMoed? 5 days Chol HaMoed. There's no reason to say. And the Nochmo is that the Tur itself in Hilchis Tof Reish Mem Dalet in Hilchis Sochis, he does bring down the Gemara in Hilchim. So the Tur himself, you take on the Gemara in Hilchim, or you take on the Medrash. There's also an Afkimina Ledine. What will be if someone, the first day of Yom Tov, Mishuma, he did not say Halal. Did not say Halal. He comes the second day, which we say, second day Yom Tov, we say Chotzi Halal. He asks his Rav a Shaila. Yesterday I did not say Halal. Should I say today Halal Sholem? Or when it comes Shvi Shel Pesach, should I say at least today Halal Sholem? Or there's only the first day? So the feed Gemara in Eirachin, that the takone was each peirik you must say once halal, preferable the first day. If you didn't manage the first day, what will you tell him to do? So say it any other day, of one day. If you didn't manage the first day, so say it even on Shvi'i Shel Pesach. Kol zman it's yontif, you have a chiyuv to say halal al kol peirik u peirik. But Lefidis Medrash comes out that if it'll come to me on Shvi Shel Pesach and they'll ask me, should I say today Halil? Too late? So these two Gemaras, which have a different L'choyu understanding in this whole Takon of the Nevi'im, how could the two bring both of them down? And the Medrash, which is Mu'ashma, that they didn't take it as a steal. That's what I'm trying to come to explain. How to be miyashiv, the Gemara and Eirchin and the Medrash, which is not a stira. La'olam, we should take on like it's mevur in the Medrash. That when the Nevi'im were mesaken to say Halel every Peirik, if the Peirik is 6 days, every day of the Peirik you must say Halel. Just, there must be a special reason why they were Oika de takona. Shvi Shel Pesach. Ben foy levecha al tis. Why chal moed? Shelo yavou lezalzel beyond. So everything is understood. So now we don't understand what does the Gemara in Eilchin ask. Why Sukkis we say 8 days? There's no question. Why Sukkis 8 days? Every day of the Perik we say halal. Pesach has extra reasons. The question of Gemara in Eilchin has now a different understanding than we thought in the beginning. Before we understood from the Gemara that you need 3 tnoim to have a chiyuv of halal. It has to be a peirik bifnei atzmo, but not more than once. And it has to be a moed, and it has to have issur malacha. The way we understood from the Medrash, you don't need to have an extra din every day to have a peirik. If the peirik has a few days, you say every day. Pesach is different. But what is the question of the Gemara in Eirachim? So why do we say Sukkis 8 days and we have to come on to an extra tam that it's a regular bifnei atzma? We have to understand it a little different. As much as Chazal v'choshish that if we'll say Chalem Moed Aleph and we won't say Shvi Shel Pesach, people don't have such a short memory from a half a year. And if we will say Chalem Moed Sukkis, people remember what happened a half a year ago on Shvi Shel Pesach. We did not say Halal. It was Yom Tov, and we did not say Halal. Now we come to Chalem Moed Pesach, and we do say Halal. They remember from a half a year that what? That on Chol HaMoed today we say, on Chol HaMoed Sukkis we say, and on Shvi'i Shel Pesach half a year ago we did not say. What will that cause people to feel? That the Yom Tov of Shvi'i Shel Pesach is all, I see even Chol HaMoed Sukkis I say Halel. In other words, if not for this extra reason, that every day of Sukkis is a regular bifnei atzmoy, the reason why Chazal expected we should not say Halel, is because we have to still be choishish for the zilzul in Yom Tov of a half a year ago and a half a year to come. If we will say Chol HaMoed Sukkis, and when it comes Yom Tov, we will say Yom Tov not, Shvi'i Shel Pesach not. Those who don't know the Sfora of Binfoy Levecha, what will they say? Shvi'ishal Pesach, we can be meikel. It's not, most probably, it's not a Yom Tov Gomor, because I remember half a year ago we said Chol HaMoed, even Halel Sholem, and now comes Yom Tov of Shvi'ishal Pesach, we don't say. Chazal was so concerned that there shouldn't be a zilzun in Shvi'ishal Pesach, they would have been oikel even the Halel of Sukkis Chol HaMoed. It shouldn't bring to the zilzul of Yom Tov even a half a year later. So the Gemara answers, no, Sukkis is different. Because Sukkis we see that every day is a Peirik Bifnei Atzmoy. So it won't bring to a zilzul in Yom Tov. People will say, Sukkis, we see every day, we lay in the Torah, what do we see? A different set of components. Must be that every day is a new Peirik. So it's obvious. Why Sukkis we say every day? Because it's a new Peirik. Why don't we say Shvi'ishal Pesach? Because it's not a new Peirik. And the mail it won't bring to the zilzul. So here we get to understand why these both Mahalchim, the Gemara and Eirchin, and the Medrash, are not a steer. They have different understandings in the Takonis Hanevi'im. Both of them understood that the Takonis Hanevi'im is every day of the Peirik to say Hallel. When there's a reason not, we are oikah. Why Sukkis, we would have also been oikah? Because we would be choishish for the same reason, it will bring to a zilzul in Shvi'ishal Pesach. So here the Gemara in Eirchin comes to say, Sukkis, since every day has a new set of korbonis, everyone will realize, Sukkis, every day is a separate Yom Tov. That's why we say Hallel. Not because Chol HaMoed, you say Hallel. Because every day you must say, because then it will bring to the zilzul of Yom Tov. And the Meile comes out that these both chazalim are not soiso elo adirabe, they are mashlim one another. Maybe we'll end the Dvar Halacha with this, and we'll speak in Yoni de Yoimo that we are now standing in front of Shabbos HaGodol, which I would want to say a few divrei chizuk towards the days ahead of us, which is so important for us, how to keep ourselves in the long golus and how to prepare ourselves for Yemos HaMashiach, which we are so close to. What will save us from the Melchemes Goig U'Mogoig, and what will bring on us the Rachmi Shomayim to be saved and to be Zeichet to the Gula Asida. This Shabbos we will lay in the Haftoro of Shabbos HaGodol, which is the last Nevu'e, which the Novi Malachi, the last Novi in Klal Yisrael, speaks to us, B'Nevu'e Meis Hashem. And from then on, Nistemo HaNevu'e. And we still want Zeichet to Nevi'e until Yemos HaMashiach. What is the last message the last Novi tells Klal Yisrael? Something very outstanding. The Novi tells us the last few words, the last few psukim. This is what the Eibishter tells us. Chozku olai divreichem omar Hashem. The words you have said were very, very harsh. What did we say? V'amartem. We will tell Hashem, manit barnu olecha. I don't understand. Excuse me. What did we say? And the Eibishter, the Novi, continues to tell us what we are saying. All of us will surely say, I'm sorry, I never said such a thing. Oh, but the Novi says that we are saying it. Amartem, shov avoid elikim. Avoid es Hashem is something worthless. Shov avoid elikim. Uma betza, what income will give us to be shomer Torah mitzvahs? And what did it give us to be nichna mipnei Hashem etzvokis? And ad kidikach v'ato, the Novi tells us what we are doing. Anachnu me'ashrim zeidim. We meet someone who is not shomer Torah mitzvahs. We give him something. We give him some ishur to be me'ashrim. Yeah, you're okay. And we're not strong enough to express if you're not shomer Torah mitzvahs. Your lost case. No, we are ma'asher the Zaydim. That's also a way of life. We alone are ma'asher Zaydim. And we say to ourselves, look, the Oisi Risho Nivnu. When in the world do we say this? The Novi is telling this to us now. This is what will be Le'osi L'Yemois HaMashiach. So the Mefoshim, the Gedoli Balei Amusa say, it's not that we say this with our mouths. We have it deep, deep in our hearts. We don't really feel it. Where lies the oisher of life? By doing a mitzvah, no, it's a mesiras nefesh. We must, but we don't have a choice. Oh, but who really enjoys life? The Oisir Rishon. Who really makes life, has Simchas Chaim? The Oisir Rishon. That's what we have, a deep feeling without even saying it. Oz, Nidbiru Yirei Hashem Yishel Reyeyu. The Novi tells us what we should be doing. We should get together. Yirei Hashem should speak to each other. And the Eibishter listens to us. Vayakshiv Hashem Vayishma. Vayikosim V'seifer Zikorin Lefonov. All those who come together to be Neschazik in the Yiras Hashem. Ulechoy Shvishmoy. And the Pasuk continues. Those and only those, the Hoyu Li, they will be for me. Omer Hashem Tzevoko Isla Yoyim Hashem Ani Yoyisiz Gulo. And when it will be the tremendous Melchome, who will I be Merachem on? V'chomalti aleihem, kashe yachmul ish al benoi hoivedois. What is this, what the Novi tells us to do? Le'yirei Hashem u'lechoish v'shmoi. I want to tell you, in Keheles, the Pasuk tells us, in Perek Ches, the whole reason why people fall into the hasote of the Yetzer Hara. What causes us to be convinced by the Yetzer Hara? Be'emes, it is so not understandable. How is the Yetzer Hara, with his divrei shtus vehevel, causing so many people to go after him? The Keheles, the Goyen writes this also in his Pirush on Megillas Esther. The only reason behind it is because in our eyes, what do we see? We see mitzvahs takes away pleasure from life. It lacks pleasure in life. And Cholile, going after the Tanugis Ha'olam and going after the Yetzer Hara brings you pleasure in life. That is what we see and feel. Only because of that, the Yetzer Hara could convince us to go after him. Because what he shows us is, look, when you take yourself to Bimilui at Taivis Ayetza, you enjoy. Which means to say, Rosho v'toivlo, tzadik v'ralo. It means to say that when we go after the Yetzer Hara, we find it's toiv. And when we see someone else going after the Yetzer Hara, we look at him in the eye, he's enjoying life. And when we see someone going to do mitzvahs, or going to, he's Moise Nefesh, really a big tzaddik. He's Moise Nefesh to learn, he's Moise Nefesh to daven. But really, what does he have from it? If this will not be convinced by us, it is obvious that the Yetzer Hara is Osmen Atzeach. The only way to overcome the Melchome is by trying to prove ourselves over and over. But Rabbi Sol Salanta said a chidush. It's not enough to know this in your seichel, to believe it in your seichel. Because when you have a conflict between the Yetzer Hara against your seichel, so Rebbele used to say, when there's a melchome between the muchoshiyos against the sichliyos, in other words, when you have something which you feel with your chush, disenjoyment, or the hepech, and when you speak with your seichel, but it's this will cause to that, who will be menatzeach? The chush will be menatzeach the seichel. So Rabbi Yisrael Salanta taught us, it's not enough divrei yodato hayoyim. You must see to be meishiv dis el alev. Berikshas hanefesh v'sayres haruach. That is really, when do we have this rikshas hanefesh v'sayres haruach? when we sing songs and when we dance, and that brings our rikshis hanefesh to feel the ashreinu matayv chalkeinu, learning Torah, davening good, learning doing mitzvahs, miyidoch, leaving go this taivis oilam hazeh. Not to look where we shouldn't be looking and not to touch what we shouldn't be touching. This is all lechoyle, wow, such a miskena. I'm losing the life, the enjoyment of life. Convince yourself that that is moves. And my life is truly life of oisha. Re'eino sati lefonecho, David to tell us. I want you to see, to realize. Re'ei. This is hachayim v'atoiv. And what I told you not to do, not to see, that's the moves and the ra. You should come to realize this. When the Eibishter sees how Yirei Hashem, achosh v'shmoy, the Eibishter says, v'hoyu li, v'chomalti aleichem, and we will be zoiche, together with Klal Yisrael, all those Yirei Hashem, likosei b'seifes ikorin lefonov, and b'kori b'yomeinu, we should hear the shofar of Mashiach, and we should all go towards Mashiach, tzidkenu b'binyan b'yis hamikdash, Amen.